Masechet Maaseh Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph Ha'Iker Stolen Mitosha Lo V'Nata Letosha Lo Pater. Somebody who has a young tree growing in his property, and there's some fruit on that tree, and he decides to uproot the tree and replant it in a different part of his property. He figures it will grow better in a different part of the property. And after he uprooted it, before he replanted it, he brought the tree with the fruit on the tree inside the house. And then he took it out of the house and replanted it with the fruit still on the tree. And afterwards, he takes the fruit from the tree. He can eat that fruit without first taking off Trumas and Maaseres if he doesn't bring the fruit a second time into the house. The reason being is that even though normally when fruit is brought into the house, that obligates you to take off Trumas and Maaseres from the fruit. But in this case, the fruit was still attached to the tree when you brought it into the house. So that would not obligate it to have Trumas and Maaseres taken from it before you eat it. Only if after you take the fruit from the tree and you bring it into the house, only then would you be obligated to take off Trumas and Maaseres from the fruit. Lock off in Mechubah LeKarka Park. Somebody who buys produce while still attached to the ground, he'd be punished for taking off Trumas or Maaseres. As even though we have said previously that Mekach Koveh LeMaaseres, when you buy produce, that's Mechayev to take off Trumas or Maaseres even before you brought it into the house. But that's only if you bought the produce when it was already uprooted from the ground. But in this case, you bought the produce while it's still attached to the ground, so therefore the sale does not obligate you to take off Trumas or Maaseres from the produce. Somebody who bought some produce in order to gather the produce together and send it to his friend as a gift, he'd be positive for taking off Trumas and Maaseres from the produce. And even though Mekach Koveh LeMaaseres, even though normally when you buy produce, that obligates you to take off Trumas or Maaseres, that's only if you bought the produce for your own use. But in this case, he didn't buy the produce for himself. He bought it in order to send it to his friend as a gift, so therefore the fact that he bought it does not obligate him to take off Trumas and Maaseres from the produce. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Miyesh Kayoti behind the Makaram Bashar, Kare Elu Chayav. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, if the produce that he bought is finished produce, it's already completely ripe, that this type of produce would already be sold out in the market, in such a case he would be obligated to take off Trumas and Maaseres from the produce. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, even though you bought the produce not for your own use, but to send it to your friend, since when you bought it was already Nigmar Malach, to the work on this produce was finished, it's already ripe, and it's ready to be sent to the market, that which you bought it does obligate you to take off Trumas and Maaseres from the produce. Masechet Maaseres Perek Hey Mishnah Beis Ha'Ikar Lefes Utznoinois Mitov Shalo V'Noteya Latov Shalo L'Zera Chai Mipnei Shehu Gornav. Somebody who has turnips or radishes growing in his field, and he uproots them from one part of his field and replants them in another part of the field. And that which he replants them is so that the seeds inside the turnips or the radishes should ripen, as he wants to use those seeds to plant more turnips or radishes. He's immediately chayav in Trumas and Maaseres when he uproots the turnips or the radishes, even though he plans on replanting them, because uprooting them is the gemar melacha. That's the gerin, meaning that's the completion of the work of the turnips or radishes, and therefore he is now chayav in Trumas or Maaseres. As even though he plans on replanting them, he's not replanting them for the actual turnips or radishes. He's replanting them for the use of the seeds. So as far as the actual turnips or radishes are concerned, the uprooting of them, that's the gemar melacha, and that's mechayev in Trumas or Maaseres. Betzalem misha yishrishu ba'aliyah. Somebody who stored onions in his attic, and there's some dirt in the attic, and the onions took root in the dirt in the attic. Tiaru milatamin. That would be mitaher, the onions, if they had become tamin. As the din is that when you plant something, it becomes tar. Anything attached to the ground is tar. And these onions, even though they're not in the ground, they're in the attic, since they took root in the attic, they would no longer be tamin. Now, even though they're not considered attached to the ground with regard to other dinim, such as in regards to Maaseres, or in regards to Shvi'ah, or in regards to Shabbos. For example, if after the onions took root in the attic, somebody took them out of the attic on Shabbos, he would not be chayav. And even though on Shabbos you're not allowed to detach something from the ground, but the onions are not considered rooted to the ground with regard to Shabbos, but with regard to Tumah Tahara, they are considered rooted to the ground, and therefore they would no longer be tamei. Atla aleihem ha'poilot v'hein megulim. If the onions were being stored in the attic, and then the attic fell in with all the rubble falling on top of the onions, but you can still see the leaves of the onions through the rubble, and you didn't bother taking the onions out, and then the onions took root. In such a case, it would have it in as if it was planted in the field. It would be considered attached to the ground, not only with regard to Tumat Tarp, but with regard to Maisers and Shvias and Shabbos as well. Therefore, if you would pull the onions out from where they are and detach them from where they took root, you'd be chayav chatos, and that's the din on Shabbos. If you detach something from the ground, that's an av malacha, and you're chayav. And since in this case the onions are no longer in an enclosed area, since the attic fell in, they're in an open area now, and you can see the leaves through the rubble, so the onions are growing just like they would outside. So therefore, it has din as if it was attached to the ground, not only with regard to Tumah Tara, but with regard to other dinim as well.